The Valley's country leader, New Camel at 107.9. It's the Breakfast Buzz with Nina and Nico.
Morning.
And Nina.
Yes.
We got Scotty McCreary on hold right now.
Well, then we should probably pick up the phone.
Yeah, so say hello.
Good morning, Scotty.
What up, Nina?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Nico's here.
What's up, Scotty?
Hey, how are you?
Doing fantastic this morning. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, man. Right back at you.
It also helps putting a voice to the song that we play every 10 minutes here at the New Camel at 107.9.
Ooh, I like that.
5 More Minutes is the fastest growing radio single of his career. Is this true?
It is. Not even close, actually. So it's been a lot of fun with the single. It's been a blast on the road.
Well, congratulations. I was telling Nico, we have to ask him how to pronounce his fiance's name, because I've heard you say Gabby.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. It's
spelled like Gabby, but yeah, it's Gabby. Soft first syllable and a hard second syllable.
Thank you. I feel like...
I like that.
Me too. But I thought he was being funny and like fancy when he was talking about her, and I go, I don't know if it's a pet. I don't know. So, Gabby.
Gabby, yeah, absolutely. Anything's better. I introduced her to Luke Bryan a few years ago, and he called her Debbie, so anything's better.
Oh, Luke!
It's one of those things, too, where you don't want to correct Luke because he's going to do his own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't correct him. We actually, that's the inside joke now, so I call her Debbie, and she always calls me Scoot, so.
Scoot McCreary.
That's right.
I love it. How are you guys doing? Are you pretty stressed out, or are you okay, wedding planning?
No, it's all working out, you know. I think me and her are both very low-key people, laid back, and, you know, our mindset is, well, I get stressed out about something that we're looking forward to. So, day by day, everything is kind of coming together. We still got a little ways to go, but all the big stuff is at least checked off the list. So,
nice.
Coming together.
Are you going to cry? You're going to cry. Are you going to cry?
I'm kind of a softie about that stuff, so if I cry, I would not surprise myself at
all.
Gotcha.
I feel some tears coming on right now.
I know. I'm like getting emotional thinking about it.
So when you've been together that long, you guys, you know, started dating a long time ago, it's one of those things where it's just kind of like you're going through the motions getting married.
No, I don't agree with that.
No?
I really think it was definitely something that we were leading up to for sure over the last few years, but this is intense. I'm nervous going into this, but it's a nervous excitement.
Ooh,
yeah, especially because you know, you wrote a song about the engagement, and it's like all the memories. I just got married in November. All the memories of like what we've done, and it came to fruition that day. My husband cried like a baby. So.
Really?
Yeah. So bring tissue to your own wedding.
I definitely will.
Scotty, he's also a big baby.
Really?
True.
He still enjoys Fruit Loops every morning.
And Disney cartoons.
And Disney. So, man, we're so proud of you. 5 More Minutes. The song is amazing. Like I said, we're playing the heck out of it here at Camel.
Yeah, and people ask for it, too.
Yeah.
So we play it, yeah.
Yeah.
Top 3 on Billboard Media Basis charts and rising. Billboard's top 10 country song of 2017. It's still going. Like 65 million streams to date.
Yeah, it's been cool just seeing this thing get out there. You know, because we had on to this thing for a while before we finally got the chance to release it. So it's exciting that it's finally out there and folks are, you know, seeming to enjoy it. So that means the world to me.
And now, is the DJ allowed to play it at your wedding?
I'm not sure he'll play 5 More Minutes, but this is it. We'll probably have a hand in the wedding.
Oh, is that going to be like the first dance song?
I'm not sure if it'll be first dance or if I'm going to sing it or what, but I can't imagine we'll do the wedding without that song, some kind of role, you know, in what's going on.
Does Gabby sing?
She can. She really can. If she sings without knowing anybody's listening or isn't really realizing that I'm there, she's got a great voice, but whenever I'm there, she just tries to be funny with it, and then she starts sounding like a squealing pig, and I tell her, it's like, just sing normal. Great, but she's funny. She's goofy.
Well, when we're guests at your wedding, we'll be sure to be the party table.
Oh, perfect, yeah. If nobody's dancing, I expect y'all to make sure you get up.
Done.
Break the ice.
Done.
That sounds good.
Well, Scotty, I cannot wait till you make it back around to Phoenix, because Nico's new, you know, to the area, and we've got a long history, you and I in the station, and we just had our boss in here, and I said, you know, we're going to talk to Scotty McCurry, and Tim Richards loves you. It's really cool to have seen your star rise.
Well, thank you. Y'all have always been great supporters, and it's always fun going to Phoenix knowing they have heard the music. So thank y'all for playing the songs, and can't wait to get back either. Number one, it's just cold everywhere right now. I just can't wait to get some Phoenix heat on.
Yep. Bring
nice
the
down
bee,
here.
Bring the bikini, bring the Speedo, whatever.
Bring the bikini.
The bikini. I like it.
Bikini.
I like it.
Wow, look at that.
I will take 10% of all sales.
That's awesome.
Well, Scotty, the album's out now. Seasons Change just out. Congratulations on that. We cannot wait to see you. And Nico, probably when we see Scotty McCurry next, he'll be a married man. So
yeah,
cheers.
We'll congratulate you with a beer.
Absolutely. Fired up.
All right, Scotty. Thank you so much for joining us today, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. We'll see y'all soon.